The review team determined there's been too little progress and a 10-month-old consent agreement between the city and the state is not working. The problems include short-term cash flow and long-term debts. State Treasurer Andy Dillon led the review.
We believe there's a financial emergency in the city and that there's no plan in place to correct situation.
Now it's up to Governor Rick Snyder to decide whether to order a state takeover. If so, Detroit would be the 9th Michigan city or school district under emergency management. A law that takes effect at the end of March gives emergency managers sweeping authority. An emergency manager could also decide to take the city into federal bankruptcy court. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the state capitol.